For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
After being down by 17, Heartbreak City. Holy mackerel. From the corner, and it's over. Gonzaga, the slipper still fits. They win it, 73-72.
Look at the clock, and when you're sleepless in Seattle, why not get a little kiss? Gus! Oh! Major Onions!
Nicholas, the senior, with 2 seconds. Here it goes for the win! Yes! Nicholas has done it! Maryland on to the second round and a most heroic finish!
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Day one of the madness is over. Wasn't really much drama yesterday in the tournament. At least the first half of the games was, besides a late comeback by Clemson against McNeese, it was pretty much blowouts or games that were decided pretty quickly in the game. Some more drama last night, but overall, day one, I'm hoping for some more madness. In day two.
It was kind of fun. I mean, the two Omaha teams playing.
They did both play, yes.
Jake, I mean, it was a huge win by Creighton. It was a gigantic
Creighton
win.
Flexed yesterday, yes. They won 89-75 over Louisville.
And then Bill has identified, he understands St. John's. When the storm hits, it is rough. And what happened with the storm just discombobulated Omaha, took away Omaha's offense. Did you see it, Bill? Mm-hmm. Did you watch the game?
I did. I guess it's quite a bit. I didn't watch the last probably 8 minutes of it.
Yeah, that's about. I chucked it in about 13 minutes left. It was obvious.
Well, they won by 30.
Yeah.
Omaha. Oh, sorry, Creighton, St. John's. Omaha was up 7-0. They had a great start. They went down by 5 at halftime.
Yeah.
Then second half, St. John's hit, and they're the best second half team in the country. They have been all year.
They just their defense is a problem. My guess, UNO didn't see a defense like that all year. So now you got it in front of you. Now what? That's what the Chris Crutchfield was afraid of. Now what? Now you're dealing with it.
Well, you're a 15 seed versus a 2 seed for a reason. St. John's just made 14 threes. It was one of their best shooting performances of the entire season. 14 threes last night.
They look good.
83-53 over Omaha, who, again, was fun to watch. I mean, they had a good start to the game. It was a game at halftime, and then it wasn't quickly in the second half.
I'm not convinced on St. John's. I'm not, as a 2 seed, I don't see them being a threat to Florida in that bracket if it gets that far. I don't see enough from them offensively. Although, like you said, they did hit the threes yesterday.
14 of them. Yep. 14 for 37 on threes.
That was a fun day. I don't know about you guys. Bill, I didn't watch as much as I wanted to.
I missed a little bit early. I didn't see as much of the Creighton games I wanted to see.
You didn't.
Did not see.
I was keeping you posted.
Yeah. So we had some. The other than that, I saw quite a bit.
Did you? What was? Was there any highlights?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was highlights. Seeing Clemson get beat was a highlight. Especially the way it played out, being down 21 and then the game finished down 2, was kind of a remarkable ending to it. But it was fun to watch.
Yeah. They were down. Clemson was down what? I didn't see it.
Well, Clemson was down at halftime 31-13. They had 13 points in the first half.
That's like 13. A nightmare. That's like a nightmare playing out for you.
And then they were down by 20 points at some point in the second half and got it down to 2 points at the very end. They lose 69-67.
McNeese State wins its first ever NCAA tournament game, Jake.
And we weren't sure, again, how Will Wade is going to NC State. It's not, I guess it's not officially official, but it appears to be official. So you rightfully so could question, would they be locked in? Would he be locked in? He was locked in from the get-go. They looked... Their defense is ridiculous for McNeese.
I would say Will Wade's a classic example of coaching matters when you get the right guy. He just, like he said after the game, he said, we just changed our school today. We just changed our school. Changed our school. Which it probably did, right?
It was a big
Bill,
positive.
Coaching matters.
It does. In the, like I said, the interesting part about it was just listening to him afterwards in his press conference talking about how his very open with everything, with what was going on. He said, it worked out well for me and it worked out well for these guys because a lot of these guys will get a lot of DMs tonight about potential places to go. That's what he said. So it's like I said, that's where college sports is right now.
Yeah, that. Speaking of that, we can talk more about, one kind of thing we missed?
What?
Is we didn't put together the stool, what Fred's up against in the, what is it? The Crown? What's it called?
The Crown Tournament? The Crown Jewel?
College Basketball Crown. It's the College Basketball Crown.
The Crown. Should be the Jewel.
See, we didn't put it together. The portal opens March 24th, okay? They play March 31st. They'll be getting ready, traveling to Vegas when Fred has to get a roster together for next year. They're playing. It's why teams probably didn't play in this tournament. Because the coaching staff said, wait, the portal opens March 24th.
Did they think
100%
about that?
Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, it really does. It makes sense for people that aren't. I feel bad for those players. There's a lot of, there were several players who wish they were still playing. Last time they were ever going to play. Wish they were going to Vegas. Wish they were playing. And their coaches said, we're not doing it. There was a ton of teams that didn't do it. They just say, we're not playing.
Because the portal opened.
And that might be, that's probably a big part of it. It really is. But just, how do we get our team back together? What do we do? Now, one of them was Northwestern, opted not to play anywhere. And I don't know how hard they're hitting the portal. It's just a very difficult, Northwestern and Stanford, they struggle in that area on who can they just come whip it into their college. Not very easy.
But Fred's, do you see what I'm saying? He's up against it. I can't imagine what his days are going to be like. Well, right now, I can't imagine what they're like. He's got a, he literally has to help raise money. He does. He literally has to meet with, moneyed people and be able to pay his players. He does. He has to get ready for the Crown. They have to practice.
Yep.
There's travel. And then he's in the midst. You got to get ready. You got to put your roster together for next year.
No big deal. Right?
No. But Bryce, I guess what happened is Bryce and Juwan Gary stood up in front of the team and said, we're playing no matter what. We're playing, which I admire. Mm-hmm. I admire that.
Absolutely.
But I'm sure Fred was kind of like, okay, all right, let's do this. I'm going to be working 18-hour days.
For the Crown and the portal.
It's right. A lot.
Portal season. Oh, God, I can almost not. There's even talk about the assistants just going back and forth from Vegas. If they have to come back and meet with somebody, they're just going to fly back. This is college. This is college sports now. It is bizarre world. Bizarre world.
Yes, every day. It's odd.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Idle Chit Chat sponsored by.
Well, we'll have more of the basketball tournament here in a second. Anything for you from yesterday except for Idle Chit Chat? Anything beyond
not really. I went to Lazo's, but I didn't have those. I forgot to get those fries that Bill talks about. What are those things you get?
French fries. Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
But what is crazy. This? Some kind of sauce?
No, honey mustard.
Yeah, I didn't.
French fries and honey mustard.
Standard thing places. So.
Is it standard?
Well, they have honey mustard at most restaurants.
I put ketchup on my pasta. Yeah,
I don't know. Their honey mustard to me is different.
It's very good there.
Yeah, it's a different honey mustard. Ketchup is fine, though. It's a crinkly fry. It's a great fry.
Rice.
You had rice.
Yeah, I got wild rice.
What else did you have?
Steak.
Oh.
Steak.
Wow.
Steak. Yeah. Steak, wild rice, and what was the third? Oh, just a salad. And Beth got some lavash.
What time was this?
This was at, I can tell you the exact time. I think we went down there at 6:25, 6:30. 6:30 to 8.
Down to Laszlo's.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
I missed a lot of basketball because of it. Whatever. It was fine.
But you watched Omaha and St. John's.
I got home and saw Omaha was only down by 2, and I thought, okay, this is awesome.
And then they weren't.
And then, yeah, then
they
then,
got out of here.
That was in the first half. It was, you know, I don't know, midway through the first half. By halftime, it was pretty clear what's going to happen. St. John's had kind of taken control. And, you know, being an astute basketball observer, you could see what was going to happen.
Yeah, it was a conversation I had with my wife,
Laura.
And they were ahead at the time. I go, the defense doesn't wear on you until the second half. And that's what it just, after a while, it just gets, it's just daunting.
Yeah.
And that's what happened, exactly what happened. They hung in there and did a few things. Now, they could have had it, if I'm correct, like that, they could have went in at halftime at worst 30-28. They had the last shot. Mm-hmm. They dropped the ball, goes off his knee. They get a three-point play on the other end.
A three ball.
And so it could have been, but still, that was not the difference in the game whatsoever.
No, it's the Red Storm defense. It's a storm.
And it sets up Calipari versus Pitino round 2. Arkansas St. John's, Calipari, Rick Pitino tomorrow in the second round.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
it would have been Bill Self versus Pitino too. It's still a great battle, but
I like this.
This is way better.
Calipari and Pitino.
This is way better.
Calipari strikes me as almost like starting to lose his mind. He's crazy.
He is.
But I like it. I like that second round matchup. I just wonder if Arkansas. I've seen a little bit of Arkansas. I don't think they can handle that defensive pressure. I don't think they can.
Pretty good yesterday against Kansas. No,
did they?
Yes.
They have. They're good enough to do it.
They got. They could do it.
Could they do it? Yes, they could. But yes, they're good enough to do it. They're a pretty good looking team. And they started out, I think, 0-7 in the league or 0-5.
0-5.
Maybe at that. But yeah, it started off horrible and where they're at now.
That game will be very physical. Both those teams are incredibly physical teams. Arkansas was just getting offensive rebounds for days on Kansas last night. Brazil was a big guy getting boards for days. And then a couple other guys were just, it was fun to watch. They don't hit the three ball very well. But they drive and they get rebounds, Arkansas. Similar to St. John's. St. John's is going to hit a bunch of threes, but they're not a three-point shooting team.
They're
physical and defensive.
Yeah.
Same as Arkansas.
God, they're tough.
Should be a great game tomorrow.
They're tough.
In this week, round of 32.
Those teams you're talking about are just, God, there's good teams. I had no idea BYU was as good as it is. They got a kid named Demon, Igor Demon or Demon. Holy God. I mean, they're talking like lottery pick. You can watch him for 3 minutes. And you're like, okay, I know who the lottery pick out here is. His name is Igor Demon. It might be Demon. I just saw 5 minutes of him, and I thought,
this guy's good.
Because VCU's that's a good team.
VCU?
Yeah. I thought the same.
BYU's
thing,
really
the same
good.
Thing yeah. was, yep. to beat the, for them to beat them and somewhat handily was impressive.
Yeah.
And VCU was ahead early in the game.
They were.
They did a nice job. But the Drake game.
Yes.
I thought the same thing was going to happen. All of a sudden, Missouri just went clamped down defense, and I go, they're not going to be able to score. They're not going to be able to score. They're going to get it back to about even, about tied, one-point game, whatever it was. And then Drake made a couple of plays. It was just incredible. But the thing that stands out the most is you watch the Kansas game versus Arkansas. Was at the end of the game, it's super tight, and they kept showing both coaches' wives. They kept going back and forth to both coaches' wives.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like that. So their biggest strain is going to be when this game's over, they have to get on a private jet and fly back home. Where the Drake coach, his wife was just at Northwest Missouri.
Right.
Yeah, making about $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
And now he's at Drake.
Yep.
No, there's no private planes. No. There's a way different deal when that. When the game went down and they lost, it was okay. Everything was still okay back at the house.
Yep.
Everything was still not a bad deal. For some reason, they keep showing wives now. Wives is the big deal.
Wonder why.
Wives is the big deal. In a tight game,
mm-hmm.
they show the wives and the family. And the thing is, they don't show anything with players. It's wives. And it's such a – in that game, what was the entire conversation about in Arkansas, Kansas, which is very odd.
What?
It wasn't about the players. It was about the two coaches.
Yeah.
That was the main storyline.
They showed Calipari's wife like 10 times in the broadcast.
The storyline was the wives. And the coaches. It wasn't the players. Can you name a player from Arkansas?
No. Did Jake just name one?
Brazil, the big guy, got a bunch of rebounds. Other than that, I couldn't name him.
This is not
going
good.
Into the game. Could you have named one?
No, I couldn't have. No.
I should not have.
Oh, you can name a Kansas player, the big man.
Yeah, Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah, that'd be one.
That'd be one.
I'd be it.
I can't name
anybody else, but you know all about self. And so it's crazy. Like that. Why do you love St. John's?
Patino.
It's not like, well, I just love their front court.
No. No,
could you
Lewis. I can name Lewis.
Could you name a player from their team before, prior to this game?
Lewis. Just and that was as of Saturday.
RJ Lewis.
Yeah, RJ
he's very
Lewis.
Good.
Yeah, he's good. But no, I get your point. College basketball is very coach culture. You know, it's head coach.
Well, you see him up close the whole game. The TV shot is always away from the bench, so they're always on some football. You don't. They'll flash over to one side, but one side gets way more. In Nebraska, it's the east side gets shown way more. That's where the cameras are at.
College basketball is that way. It's very head coach centered, right?
It is.
You know, like Will Wade is the story at McNeese. Will Wade. It's what do we talk about with UCLA? We don't talk about their players. We talk about Mick Cronin.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't talk about any of their players.
It's incredible. It really is how driven it is and compared to the other. I mean, the coaches are always talking to other sports. Yeah, you see nothing like this. I mean, they're always. Saban was out in front.
Yeah.
So a few coaches here and there, but still the players, you knew them all.
It's more, football's definitely less that way. You're right. You know football players. You know a lot of football players.
Know a lot of football players.
It's strange.
One thing, idle chit-chat before we move on. I feel like this needs to come to the airwaves. I am 456 out of 490 in the ticket bracket pool. You know how hard that is to be that bad?
What is wrong?
That's
the same every year for
you. I suck at the bracket. I'm not even trying to pick stupid upsets. I picked one that was I thought would maybe happen a high point. That's the only one that was crazy I picked. I didn't pick Drake to beat Missouri, so I picked the sixth seed, the favorite, to win the game. I didn't pick McNeese. I picked Clemson to win that game.
It's largely a crapshoot, Jake. As you know, Bill.
I missed seven games yesterday. 7 of 16 I missed. Almost half the games.
You don't. I better not. I'm not going to. I'm just going to address you. I'm not going to address Bill. You don't watch a lot of games from other teams.
I don't care. To be 456 out of 495 is so bad.
Well, how would you expect to pick games right when you don't watch them?
I don't know. Go with what the public's doing, apparently. I try to go against the public once in a while. Everyone's going with this trendy Drake over Missouri pick. I guess I'll go against that. Wrong. Everyone's going McNeese over Clemson. I'll go against it. Wrong. And then I pick one that no one's picking. High Point over Purdue. Looked good for a minute, and then it did. So
it's hard, Jake.
You got to pick upsets to go far in these brackets, but I picked all the wrong ones and didn't pick the right ones.
You pick upsets in the first couple rounds. You don't pick these teams to go deep.
And I did. I've lost one Sweet 16 team, Clemson. That's it. Had them beaten whoever they play the second round, but that's it.
Well,
but
I will speak for
456th place.
We don't even do one. Well, Bill has a good reason not to do one. I just don't know. No. I just don't do one. I don't know why. I'm not in any bracket challenges or anything, so I'll follow along.
There's nowhere to go went up, hopefully. I mean, it's just
456. Good job, Jake.
495 people in 456. That is really, really, really hard to be that bad.
You're supposed to be an expert.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you haven't lost any Final Four teams, you're still.
I have not.
So then you're not dead.
That's
why I told Sip.
You're not going to finish 456.
No, but I'm pissed because my Final Four is ones and twos. Wow, that's fun. That's fun. Way to be adventurous.
You know me.
Might be what happens, but that's not. It's not fun.
I'm okay with chalk.
Yeah, you
Those
are.
Are the best teams. Those are the best teams. It is what it is. Why pick against them? You saw Auburn yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see much. I didn't see any of that game. But we talked about from the 11 versus 11, you know, what they looked like. I was amazed what they looked like. I was amazed at what Clemson didn't look like.
Really,
I'm just saying what they look like. I'm like, that didn't look like a team when they came jogging out. Like, oh, that's a. I was like, whoa, whoa. They didn't really look the part.
No,
not top to bottom. No, they don't. They're.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Their five don't look the same. It just didn't look the same.
They had 13 points at halftime.
And ACC's a little down. That's what the pundits say, Bill.
Yeah.
No, Bill. They're a lot down. ACC's down.
Well, they, like I said, Creighton, which the whole storyline really is they beat them in Louisville.
Home game, basically.
I mean, in Lexington, which is about a two-hour drive down an interstate.
Yeah.
So that means it was a home crowd. There was probably 10,000 people there.
Mm. Creighton went, Jake, and won and beat Louisville on a neutral site.
No.
That would be like Louisville coming here and beating Creighton at PBA.
Pretty much.
I mean, unbelievable.
Put up 89 points on him.
This is where I get frustrated. I was telling Bill yesterday, Creighton, Jake, goes and does things. They go and do things.
This is five straight years they've won a game in the dance. Five consecutive years they have advanced to at least the round of 32.
They go and do things. They go and lead Louisville by 20 in the first half in Lexington.
Yep.
That's doing something. You got to give them credit.
I do. I don't want to, but I'm giving them credit. They look great. McAndrew was awesome for them. I mean,
Neil
had 29 points.
Yeah.
McAndrew in the first half had like three or four straight threes that kind of helped him get that big lead. And then Neil just really pounded him in the second half.
Yeah, Neil's a bit of a beast.
29 points for Jamia Neal.
Ashford, they have the point guard.
Stephen Ashford.
Yeah. Keeps things together.
Mm-hmm.
And the big man's
Kalkbrenner.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner's tough. Neither of us love Kalkbrenner, but he was good yesterday.
I would say if I'm Creighton, I saw Auburn had lost three or four coming to the dance. Auburn was scuffling for a while. They did not look great yesterday in the win against Alabama State. Won by 20, but there is an opening. There's a chance for Creighton now.
If they play
the same as they did the other day, they will.
I think so. I don't think they'll be intimidated by Auburn. The thing is, so St. John's took Creighton out hammered them. I don't know if can Auburn do what St. John's did. I don't know what kind of. I haven't seen Auburn enough to know what kind of defense they play all the time.
Same thing. Auburn is very much like St. John's.
Okay,
so that's how they play. Very much like them.
God, Creighton though, they look good. Look good yesterday.
The first game of the whole tournament. Yeah,
That is a huge coaching. That is, I'm telling you right now. There's just no chance you just say, well, Louisville had their team ready to play. 11 a.m. tip, whatever it was noon their time. Tough game. And obviously, they weren't ready to go. There's no chance that they play again that they would be down 20 in the first half, I don't think.
Probably not.
I'm not saying Creighton wouldn't beat them. I'm just saying the chance of them being down 20 in the first half is pretty rare.
Yeah. Oh, God. Did you expect that? Did anybody?
No one did. Not with where the crowd was. And everybody thought two things. I did. I thought Creighton got a – I thought they were – got a bad seed as a 9, and I thought Louisville got a horrible seed.
They did.
As a 9.
I think they did. Now I wonder.
McDermott talked to the post game. He's like, we had 9 teams we prepared for. Louisville was not on the docket because we thought they'd be a 5 or 6 seed, and they were an 8 seed, so that we were not prepared for that matchup to happen, but they were prepared for that game yesterday.
Heard Jim Rose on the KFAB station saying McDermott's definitely a top 10 coach nationally.
He keeps proving to the dance.
It'd be hard to push back on him. Every time a job of importance comes up, his name's first guy that comes up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to agree with him on that.
You got to pull back sometimes. Think about what Creighton did and project Nebraska in that setting. God, they went to Lexington.
They went to Lexington
and beat Louisville, and they're up 20.
Or imagine winning a tournament game 5 straight years. Being Brown for at least a second game, 5 straight years.
Unfortunately, that's what I always say. I know you don't like it, but it's you go and win a game. You just don't. It doesn't mean that much to go.
I know. That's how low the standard.
That's not a popular opinion, but
yeah, it is. You're right. There's 68 teams.
Right. I mean, go and win. Just win a damn game.
Win a couple, please.
How about go to Lexington and beat Louisville? It's just amazing to me to what they did. Mm. Even UNO acquitted itself nicely.
We were down 5 at halftime against St. John's. Got pounded at the end.
Easily could have been a 2-point game. Drake is incredible. That story is incredible.
Yep.
They were Division II. They had 5 guys come from, like 5 or 4 came from Division II.
Northwest Missouri.
And now they just beat Missouri.
Yeah, it's Drake's first tournament win in 50 some years.
They want to play. They want to play a game 4 years ago, but they have not rounded one of the round of 64 since the 70s.
Okay, is that right?
They beat Wichita State in 2021 in 11 the playing game, the round of 68 or the first four, excuse me, and they, but they had not won in the 64 since the 70s. So huge moment for Drake and Ben McCollum.
Went to Wichita and beat Missouri. I wouldn't have picked it.
No, pulled it off.
Wichita is not very far from Como.
I'm sorry.
Columbia.
Missouri.
No, I know.
So they had,
I guarantee they had people there.
They had people there. There was people at the game.
What'd you call it? Como?
Como.
Columbia, Missouri.
One.
Como.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That is actually
I didn't know it's about a year ago.
All Sports Talk, Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's
Lawn Care.
It's
attorney time.
Andrew. Yes. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program when you text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care. It is a Friday, and we do what on Friday?
Oh, God, we do the roll call.
We do a roll call on Friday. Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else we want today. For
I don't have anything.
Bill,
Steve, go ahead.
No,
go
this
ahead.
Is your deal. Yeah, you can't hoist that on me.
You've hoisted things on me several times before. Several times before. You've hoisted things on me.
Okay.
Steve, go ahead. You've got some. What else would you like to know from the Breakers? What else would you like to know?
Ketchup or honey mustard?
Okay.
It's a good question. Fries. It's a great question.
Ketchup or honey mustard?
Ketchup
on
or
your
honey
fries.
Mustard. If you're at Laszlo's, if you happen to be there,
yes.
And you get crinkle fries,
crinkle
which
fries.
Sound really good, by the way. I didn't get them, but what are you using? Honey mustard or just straight ketchup?
It's a great question.
Okay.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, says he has no bracket. That wasn't even the question. We said ketchup or honey mustard. I got no bracket. Oh, he says ketchup, though, to follow up. Okay. Thank you, Jay. Ryan in Delaware, age 40, ketchup for him. Paul in Dodge City, age 26, ketchup. Rosebud in Elmwood says, morning, fellas. Honey mustard for him.
Okay.
Tony in Rayford, North Carolina, ranch. Wasn't an option. Gave you two options.
Ranch
if
is fine.
If the question would have been, what do you like on your fries? Yes. You're 100% right.
It was either or.
It was either or, yes.
Two choices.
They don't have ranch at Laszlo's. They have some kind of creamy garlic that's kind of like ranch.
Jordan Wilbur, age 29, ketchup. Swift and Lincoln, all flowing in now. Ketchup. He's at Genesis working out. Honey mustard. He was also at Laszlo's yesterday.
Oh wow!
Did you see a sip?
Did you see us?
Come on, Swift. Did you see a sip there?
Yeah, we were in. I don't know.
He's eating steak.
We weren't in the main area, but we were there.
Big Bird at the YMCA in Columbus. Ketchup. We got GP and Gretna to ketchup. Age 34. Bill and Bennett, ketchup. Corey at Duncan, ketchup. Doug in Idaho, honey mustard.
Hmm.
So not all ketchup here so far. We got a ranch in there also. Twin Bing. Haven't seen that one for a while. Twin Bing says honey mustard, age 58 here in Lincoln.
Bill, where do you stand on Twin Bing?
Twin Bing? Horrific.
I just disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
I don't get
that. I'm fine with that. Some people like it.
Push back.
Yeah, I'm going to push back on that one.
I think they were made in Sioux City.
I think you're right. Yep.
I think they were made in Sioux City.
Correct.
Wow.
I think I'm correct on that.
Yep. Joel in Wisconsin, honey mustard. I am anti-ketchup.
Oh, that's okay. That's interesting.
Anti-ketchup.
I'm not gonna assault his.
That's the thing about that is too. I can flip over enough. I was at Laszlo's and they just said, hey, we're the honey mustard. There was a truck accident and the honey mustard got caught up in a situation. I could have ketchup and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not. It's not like I won't like freak out and not order fries.
You're going to lose it.
Yeah.
This is from John, age 73. Says, I watched Creighton, and I didn't go blind. I actually liked it. This is an anti-Creighton guy that enjoyed watching Creighton.
I like a local team being in the tournament. That's what
two.
I like.
He had two.
Yeah. That's the only two games I watched. Unfortunately, I wanted to watch a couple more.
Because you could be driving through Omaha on your hog, going to Manawa. And then all of a sudden, look over and see McDermott in his vehicle. The chance of seeing Patino is very, very slim.
Very slim.
Very slim. Very, very chance of seeing Bill Self, very slim. But the chance of seeing McDermott's could happen. So that's what makes it more interesting.
Yeah,
it's
in that Crutchfield. Simple. I'd recognize Crutchfield now.
Yes.
If I saw him. I was impressed with him. There's not much he can do in that situation.
No, his interview was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, was it halftime or... No, it wasn't. No, it was in the first half. A first half live interview with them, and I go, that was well done.
And that's important. That stuff's important to me.
Yeah, it is. It's like you want to look decent during that time. The big thing is you really can't win a lot from it, but you can lose a lot. You can make a fool of yourself and say something stupid, be mad about something, instead of being like, we got to do this, this, and this. And the emotions of coaches that go up and down, the things that happen during a game, it's just like, it was insane. Drake last night, which was shocking, they couldn't make a free throw. They were like, the one time they're 8 for 18, and Missouri's making every free throw. And I'm like, how can this be? They're going to lose the game. Because they can't make a field goal.
Drive you crazy as a coach.
Yeah, just drive you absolutely nuts.
Free throw, yeah.
I mean.
Okay, Drake was at the free throw line. They were, hang on a second, they were 12 of 24.
And 12
of 24. 50% and 1 by 10.
What was Missouri?
Missouri was good. Missouri was 23 of 26. They were excellent.
And lose.
9 point differential.
SEC team.
No, 11 point differential.
11 point differential.
12 for Drake, 23 for Missouri.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, you're watching it, and Missouri's just like, poof, poof, Nelson, clank. There was one. I told my wife the exact words. I said, he missed it so bad he made it. He missed it so bad. It clunked on the back of the rim.
And went in.
It was like,
this was late.
I was like, he missed it so bad he made it.
The broadcast was like,
whoa.
It caught them by surprise.
And then they showed the bench, and the bench was all laughing. The whole bench was laughing. Bench was just dying laughing. And he's a 50, and he laughed too. He's a 50% shooter. And then the next one just clank. I mean, everyone, it was as if we were shooting the free throws. One guy would shoot and it'd be short.
Yeah.
He'd be like, got to adjust. Next one, back the iron. Back the iron.
It's hard to describe what that free throw like sounded.
It just looked ridiculous. It almost stuck in the back
of the rim.
How does
that even happen, though? How does
it
that
was the weirdest thing. You could, what he did with the shot, if you had 1,000 shots, you might get it one time.
And the bench was laughing. They went silent
for a second of the broadcast because I think they were trying to catch
it. It's like this. Your face is like, what just happened?
That's beautiful.
T at Embassy Suite says, no power over there, by the way. No power this morning, just down the street.
Why?
Well, it can't be the storm because I was there in the storm. No issues.
You know,
it's a different Embassy Suites. It just says in Embassy Suites.
A lot of Omaha is out right now, out of power.
Yeah.
It is. I heard it on the radio coming
out. I've heard this story through a source that is tied into the public power. Remember the big storm that went through the one that went through Elkhorn?
Summer.
That happened last summer.
Last summer, yep.
Last summer. They said that there's four times as many poles snapped in this storm than there was in that storm.
Tornado.
Yeah. And they said they're just snapped off right, like not even at the base, just snapped off at halfway through. So you don't all of a sudden just put a pole in the ground. Think of the work that would be when they say, why is the electricity out? Well, we're going to have to replace this pole, and that's going to take probably weeks. I mean, honestly, to drill a hole, to get a pole put in.
There's some guys working around the clock right now.
Oh, insane. climbing up. To the top of the I just can't imagine. Bill, what do I do? I just
climb
move.
That pole?
I don't know. I think I would. I probably would try it, but I couldn't imagine the guts it takes to climb a pole.
You're like that.
And deal with electricity?
Yeah, electricity. All of a sudden you get there and you hear this. and guess what? This isn't one of those things where you go, one of these. No. Let me see if this is hot or not. Like that. No, it's gonna knock. If you touch it, it'll knock you like 14 blocks over, and it's like then they're
you
up there. And
that
guess what? In the weather, it's snowing.
You'll be dead.
Snowing, yeah.
It'll be hard. You could do that
when you see that pole's down. That pole's down. Is this one even sturdy at this point?
Pole snapped.
Yeah.
It was a mess. This is a mess.
Are you aware of this? I didn't necessarily talk to somebody out in Central City. Are you aware that Norfolk? It used to be Norfolk Tech. Now it's just Norfolk Community College because they have everything there, but. The power line and the Highline workers that come there, that they're the Harvard of Highline.
I didn't know that.
They're the Harvard of Highline. I talked to a guy, he goes, no, everyone comes to Norfolk. Because I had 18 guys in my class, he said, from all over the country.
No kidding.
So when someone says, hey, I want to be in this is what I'm doing. And like that's like for us, like, the Harvard. Where do you go? Everybody says right
Norfolk.
Away.
Norfolk.
Well, if you want to go to the best there is in the country, you go to Norfolk, Nebraska.
Norfolk Community College or Norfolk Tech?
Yeah.
Norfolk Community College.
Yeah.
I wonder what Columbus is the Harvard of.
I don't know.
Something.
Duke went there. Got an art degree.
To Norfolk or Columbus?
Yeah. No, Columbus.
He did? To Platt College?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, don't waste.
Yeah.
Duke went to Platt College.
Went to Platt College and he won best in show on his a painting that he did. won Best
in Show.
Have
it? Does he still have the paint?
And he went away by
and
this.
He went, and guess where he went all the time?
Where?
Wishbones. He's in there over 100 times.
Yeah. Duke went to Platt College.
Yes, yes.
God.
Matter of fact, that. Duke would have been in Platt College, being a year, being older a little bit, right when you were in high school. Your senior year, Duke was in Columbus. Oh. Your senior year, Duke was in Columbus, in Platt College, earning Best in Show for the best painting ever in the history of Platt College.
Jack Gutierrez was their head coach. He lived right down the street from us. He recruited me and just walked down the street and did it.
Basically went to play ball.
It's kind of like that.
Got an invite for you. Here's an offer.
Duke went to Platt College. Okay, we'll have to address this later. That's amazing. That's a nice campus.
Duke's an incredible student.
Yeah. A few more. YouTube. I'll get to YouTube. Troy, Nell's in Montana. Gary and Rosalie. He says, Honey Mustard. Gina, Go Big Ready. Russell says, Honey Mustard. Gina Bolt is with us.
Bolt!
He says, the creamy garlic ranch. It wasn't an option. We said honey mustard or ketchup, Bolt. Creamy garlic ranch was not an option.
What's the next guy going to put right in? Hash browns? I like hash browns.
That's not an option.
Not an option. I like country fries. I like curly fries. No, no.
Didn't ask you what you
crinkle
want.
Crinkle fries.
Yes.
The crinkle fry is the best fry.
It is.
It's the best fry.
I'm not pushing back.
I should. T and Davey is at the Embassy Suites. There is power there. He's staying there because he lives in Davey, and there's no power at his house in Davey still.
So a little different.
That was different. That was
way different.
He phrased it. If you saw this, it was a little bit of phrasing.
No power.
No power at Embassy.
Aaron says there's
we made a little bit of an error on that one. Sorry about that,
Embassy. Embassy's fine. We love You're the fine. Embassy. Thank
Davey's
you.
Davey's the one that's down.
Yeah. They came in and stayed at a hotel.
I wonder how the hotels, though, had to just blow up within seconds.
So. Yes.
I mean,
need
if
power.
It should be your first. Honestly, this could be a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. Your first thought when a storm like yesterday hits and it's a real one and the power goes out and you know it's wet snow and all the things that happen like that,
you should
be trying to get a hotel within 9 seconds.
For sure.
For sure.
I was just going to say, my first thought is always, let's go to a hotel.
Get a hotel. Immediately. It's like, well it's a little expensive. I don't care. Be comfortable.
Yep. It's going to be 2 days.
Aaron says there's 200 broken poles in Seward County.
Jeez.
200.
Why are they broken?
Wet snow.
Wet snow's heavy.
Wet.
Very heavy.
It's like concrete.
Yep.
I tell you, another thing was interesting. You guys probably saw it on a couple of the stoplights. It was more on the day of the storm. It was still going yesterday where the snow was blown so hard into the stoplights that you couldn't see. So everybody just sitting there and going, they're kind of going,
what's
like,
your say?
And then, I came to one on 84th, and I'm thinking, like, okay, it's out. I've already been through one that's out. So I see, I'm looking at these cars. So I kind of come, it kind of goes and turns into a 4-way stop generally. I kind of thought, I whip in, I just take off. I look to the side. Nope, those lights are green.
Oh, no.
Because you couldn't see.
Impossible.
I thought the lights were out, and I'm like, okay, there's nothing coming. But no.
They were coming.
They were coming on the other side.
They were coming.
I could have just gotten T-boned.
Oh, God.
All my fault, too.
One other hazard yesterday, I bet you Bill experienced it. Jake was at Wings and Rings. You're walking, and snow's falling out of trees, and big clumps are falling.
Yes.
Could have gotten killed. I mean, by that. I was freaked out by it.
There was a bunch. I saw several trees that branches that had fallen. I'm like going, okay, if you're just sitting here in a car or you're walking, it'd just kill you. It'd just kill you.
What a way to go. And they fell.
Yeah,
what a way to go.
How'd he die?
Snow.
Maybe. Ice clump fell on his head. I'll be damned.
When was the storm? Like March.
March. It's mid-March.
In Nebraska.
Mid-March, snow clump fell on his head.
That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiard. To stop by and see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln. When we come back, it is time for Aging Gracefully, an early break in the ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.